My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Extra tackle lining up as a wideout. How's that route?
I like the twitch. Okay, he's got a little more burst. Now we need a little more retrace, Skip. He was my teammate for, I think, a year, and I saw him on the field pregame. Great guy. Really has embraced his role here, too.
Happy birthday to Jerry Jones on his 82nd birthday. His Cowboys got steamrolled by the Lions. 82 years old. Maybe not the funniest thing that happened, though. They did line up a tackle out wide in a blowout, and I think they were going to throw to him, adding insult to injury. Additionally, one more thing. So maybe the best unintentionally funny tweet of Sunday was AT&T Stadium. That's where the Cowboys play. Jerry World. They tweeted out a picture of Jerry World with the caption, 93,644. Like, look at how many fans we have in our building. Look at us. We're the Cowboys. 93,000 for this game. One small problem in the picture. They obscured the score on the Jumbotron because the Cowboys were getting absolutely slaughtered. So they blurred out the picture to celebrate how many people saw them get absolutely destroyed. Good times. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. It's Bills and Jets and Monday Night Football. You can join us. Take some calls. What do you think is going to happen tonight? What's your vibe on the outcome going in? The Jets have elite coverage. The Bills, not great at beating coverage. So I feel like that's a strength on a weakness, and that might be, I can spin that for a good thing. And on McDermott, Brady, Bean, whatever you want here. You know, it's a Monday night game, and I feel like it's a big one. Three straight losses for the Bills, that doesn't happen. I think they'll win tonight. I think they'll find a way. I don't think it'll be pretty. It rarely is in New York against the Jets. Denny in Middlebury. Denny, good morning.
Hey, how's it going today?
Going all right.
Awesome. I'm really excited for the game tonight. I think we'll definitely break that three-game losing streak. I was calling to defend McDermott. The last caller kind of fired me up a little bit. He opened with the fact that, you know, we had $30 million in dead cap space and that we didn't draft certain players. And, you know, those are not part of McDermott's purview. We lost $30 million in salary cap. If we had that salary cap to use on other players, even on one-year deals, we could have gotten a decent second, you know, number one second receiver in here. The defense is struggling because it doesn't have the depth that it normally does because we don't have the money to – invest in it. Everybody knew that we were rebuilding on the fly, or if they didn't tune in, we're rebuilding on the fly. We're 3-2, had the opportunity to go 4-2 in front of national TV again. You know, everybody, you know, should get out of their funk. But at the end of the day, we had 17 years of drought. And the guy mentioned, you know, what are we going to do? At best, get to another AFC championship. Jeremy, you and I suffered through 17 years, and I'm pretty sure you and I both will take AFC championship every year.
I don't think, you wouldn't take only that every year.
I would prefer it over 17 years of drought.
But that's not the choice. That's not what anybody's choosing.
It is in effect. Well, of course everybody wants a Super Bowl, but
right.
At the same time, like right now we got Mahomes in our way before we had Brady. You know, like it's not one of those situations where we just build up one year and poof, we're at the Super Bowl. There's 32 teams trying to get there every year.
That's right.
And when they want to, so sometimes you got to cut your losses. And that's why I would take the, you know, AFC championship.
Oh,
and
yeah.
One time, you know, Mahomes gets injured, that could be our year. You know, we've beaten the Chiefs before. We can beat them again, but, you know, it's not likely. So, I don't. If you're going to fire the entire front office because you're not making Super Bowls because you have a Tom Brady-ass quarterback in front of you, you're just making bad decisions. It's just unfortunate. You know, there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, to that point, didn't the Colts change coaches during the Tom Brady era? Didn't the Eagles change coaches? They beat him. The Giants would have changed coaches. I mean, I'm not making the case to fire McDermott, but everything you're representing is signing up for just accepting Mahomes is always going to win it, and the AFC Championship game should be enough to keep you happy.
I think it should. Obviously the goal should be the Super Bowl.
But that's it. That's the disconnect between you and any caller that says they don't want to just settle for the AFC Championship game. You're saying you would.
I would, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm 45 years old. I haven't seen us win a Super Bowl. I saw us go to 4 straight. I want to have fun watching football.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid of the other side of the coin. You blow it up. You kick out McDermott. Bean leaves with McDermott. They're a duo. And then all of a sudden we're stuck with 17 more years of losing.
Is Josh Allen still on the team in this scenario?
Josh Allen is still on the team.
Do you think the Bills would miss the playoffs for 17 consecutive years with Josh Allen at quarterback?
Probably not.
Yeah. I mean, Denny, I'm largely, I don't need to see the coach fired or the front office fired. If it happened, I'd be like, okay. Like, the Bills have the most important piece. The one thing I'll say, thanks for the phone call. I appreciate you going back and forth with me. Like, you know what? I don't have a problem with someone that says, like, I'm just here to have a good time. I don't need to fire everybody. That's fine. The thing I would say is, where does the offense finish? Because, I mean, I'll fire coordinators left and right. I don't think that the ownership is ever going to consider firing the coach. If they have another bad offensive day, will anybody be surprised? And that's problematic. I can't get to a spot where I think I have a bad offense if I have Josh Allen. That's not acceptable. I laid out maybe last week or 2 weeks ago that every one of us, every one of you, Terry Pegula, Brandon Bean, Sean McDermott, they should all have a number in their head. What's the absolute lowest I can rank on offense with Josh Allen and have it be acceptable? Like, if the Bills finished 13th in the NFL offensively, then everybody's in charge of the offensive decisions, they got to go. That is not acceptable. You cannot have a quarterback this good and be that bad offensively. Or at least notice, yeah, we've got to make some major changes. We've got to draft this and sign this and... A year in transition will lead to that. And if it is, internally, a year in transition, then they won't panic about it. They'll know. My biggest concern in the short term right now, and I wonder how much of this is theirs, are they going to get their quarterback hurt? Because guys don't get open. He's back there in the pocket. He's taking big hits. His true scramble percentage, here's a point for you. He leads the league in how often he leaves the pocket. Allen does. And we've got to decide how much of that we want, right? It's good when he rolls out, but if there's nobody still getting open, then I've got a problem. Where's he going to throw it? And if he's going to run it, that can be good sometimes too. But I don't have a fear like you might about if they were to fire the coaching staff, fire the front office, where would they be? They would be beating coach candidates with a stick to stay away. Everybody would want this job. Every NFL coach that wants to win would want this job to go get a quarterback. I mean, Ben Johnson, who has not taken a job yet, he might look at Josh Allen and say, I want that job. Now, I don't know if Terry Pegula would want Ben Johnson. I think that Sean McDermott is super safe, has been very successful, and as long as you're coach, you're going to have a really good defense. Some years it's going to be top five, some years top 10, depending on, you know, transition, leadership, all the, you know, change is forced in the NFL, in the salary cap. You have to change. They make you change because of the salary cap. But your constants are your coach and your quarterback for this franchise. And in both cases, I think they're good. Of course. That said, if your offense is 13th, like, big changes. And I don't know what those big changes are if McDermott is getting what he wants, because, like, sure, we were 13th, but we didn't turn the ball over. Like, that is not okay. That's terrible. You'd rather be number two and have a career high in interceptions than 13th and throw none. Like, it's about, you know, the numbers on the board. And the Bills offense had three really strong weeks and has had two down weeks. And I would expect this week to be rocky. And then, you know, Tennessee, Seattle, Miami again. See where it goes. Thanks, Denny, for the phone call. Jaeger in Saratoga on the Western Hotline up next. Hey, Jaeger.
Hey, guys. Many time, long time. Hey, so I think one of the keys to tonight's game is going to be Josh Allen and using his head. And we get the sugar Josh Allen effect. And this is going to be the first time he plays Aaron Rodgers with the Jets. And we know he has this, like, unspoken competition between Mahomes, Brady, and Rodgers. So what kind of Josh Allen are we going to get tonight? Is it going to be a smart Josh Allen, a hyped-up Josh Allen? I think one of the keys to last week's game, we almost lost it in that first drive when we had 3rd and 3. He could have run for it. Instead, he takes a low-percentage throw to Dalton Kincaid down the sideline. He was open, but it's like, do you want that throw? You know, just get the first down. And if I'm Sean McDermott or even Joe Brady, I'm taking him to the side and saying, hey, listen, your MVP, I know you want the touchdowns. Maybe you don't care about that. I think you do, but get first downs. Be judged by how many first downs per game you get. Get judged on your third down percentage. That's what should be your barometer right there. As long as you're moving the ball, the points will come. But you don't need to be chucking that ball 35, 40 yards down the field when you have the 4-yard, 5-yard gain right there to get the first down and move the sticks.
Yep.
Just to segue to what you guys were talking about earlier. Sorry about that. Let you go.
No, you're good. You're good. You got more?
Yeah, just the because we got talking about that wide receiver, and I've been, you know, playing at Devonta Adams, and we want him to really want to mortgage the future. You know, it's a big cap space, older guy. I looked at the free agent list for next year, and I got to tell you, it's not great.
No, it's not. It rarely is, because receiver is a lot like quarterback. The really good ones get locked up.
Right. So do you try to take your second and your first and move up and take a young rookie, but that's a 2 to 3 year learning process? Maybe they're, you know, right off the get-go, but we've seen the last 3 years, first-round receivers are, what, 15, 20% hit? There's a lot of misses. So it's, do you just take this Devontae Adams on the chin and say, hey, I don't care about my second-round pick, my third? We don't even hit those rounds. But give me your 5th and 6th, because that's being sweet spot right there.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know.
Thanks very much. I would never say, like, get rid of it because you don't hit that spot anyway. The Bills have hit at that spot reasonably fine. Like, Osiris Torrance is a starter for them at that spot. Cole Bishop, we'll see what he turns into. They do like to spend 2nd and 3rds on running backs. They've done that for a while. Adams, I just don't know what to do with it. I don't know. To the point where, like, let's watch another game tonight and see if Allen gets beat up again. Because if he keeps getting beat up, their line is pretty good. They do keep extra linemen in sometimes. I just don't think they get open fast enough for him. And Brady's got to, either he's going to scheme that, or guys have to win one-on-ones. And this is not the kind of opponent where you think that you're going to win a lot of one-on-ones. Like, I don't know if Keon Coleman or Matt Collins beating anybody on that Jets team. 803-0550. Mike in Rochester. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I love your show. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Yeah, I do have some concerns about the game tonight. Just the, you know, the past what we have with the Jets and playing them in their stadium. Just, you know, just the last few games just have just been really, haven't looked great. And I don't know, a lot of that could be on Josh. I don't know what's going on, but, you know, it's concerning. And I am a little worried about tonight. And, you know, and about Mike McDermott. Like, I mean, everybody thinks that he's such a great head coach and his position, you know, he's safe, you know, and you know, his defense always ranks really well. And, well, that's his defense. That's his defense is great, but he doesn't make good head coaching decisions. That's what should be the most important part of his job, his head coaching decisions and how many games that he's costed us. And he looks, honestly, he's like a Marty Schottenheimer. Marty Schottenheimer could not win the big games. He made the playoffs almost every year when he was in Kansas City. He could not win the big game. And I think McDermott is equal to Marty. And that's just, and eventually they got him fired from there. Yeah. He could not win the big game.
Yeah. He ultimately,
I kind of see that happening.
When I think about it, when he got fired, he was 14-2 that year, I think. Right, it got to, there was always that conversation about Marty Schottenheimer, and then his last year as a head coach, it is wild to think about. Yeah, here you go. 63 years old, his final season coaching. Here's how you know a narrative is real. Or maybe he just decided to retire because he was 63, but guys coach that old. 14-2. Last season coaching. 14-2, out in the first round of the playoffs. See you later. Like, you're not coaching anymore. If McDermott were to get a one seed and lose in the first round, I guess it could happen. They have lost back-to-back home playoff games. Cincinnati, Kansas City. Kansas City, we blame it on what? Injuries. Cincinnati, it's what? Mentally they were exhausted or whatever. That game still kind of exists as the greatest mystery in the history of games. The wide receiver got mad about what was happening, and people got mad at the wide receiver for getting mad. You know, it's a weird game. Two straight home defeats is different. But I think that as the week went on, I do think the Houston loss and the three straight passes has been, listen, the buck stops with McDermott. I get that. And they probably should have run it on first down. But if they run it on first down and then Allen doesn't take the open second down Dalton Kincaid, then what are you going to do? Like, you put it in the hands of Josh Allen to make plays, and Allen didn't. He had opportunities, and he didn't. Tonight, that's a big one. I don't think anybody's going to win on the outside. So it's Kincaid and Shakir and running backs over the middle. I don't know what else you're going to do. Curtis Samuel, maybe he's a part of this game. Can you put Keon Coleman in the slot, which is where a lot of draft people thought he would succeed? These are... I'm not an offensive coordinator. I just yell when the offense looks bad. It's pretty much my job. I'm not here to fix it. I'm just here to say, that doesn't look so good. And in two games, the offense doesn't look so good. So find someone to make it look better. That's Joe Brady. All right, he's on the case. He had a really strong first 3 weeks against Jacksonville. He cooked up a heck of a game plan. They dominated throughout. And then, you know, other teams have done that to Jacksonville too, so it looks a little bit less impressive. But thanks for the phone call. Justin and Oneonta. Hey, Justin.
Hey, guys. So my big thing, I want to draw parallels to, like, Sean McDermott and Mike Tomlin. Like, think about, like, how long he's been in Pittsburgh. The owners in Pittsburgh love him. He's not going anywhere, no matter, like, how bad the Steelers are, it seems. I really feel like Terry Pegula and Sean have that relationship. So Bean and Sean are going to stay as long as we need them to. And everyone wants to put blame on them. But, like, let's look at our wide receiver corps. They had how many drops last week? Matt Collins caught a cold of his life, depending on the leg. It was just miserable. So if we actually get some depth or real talent in the wide receiver room, I think everyone will have a lot different perspective on it. That's my biggest concern going on this week is, like, who's going to show up? Like, who's going to be the one now that Steph's gone? I know, like, it's kind of been the narrative all year, but Shakir is it. But what else you got? Like, everyone else is a Gabe Davis type where they're just ghosting all week. Someone's got to show up. Someone's got to make catches for Josh because the drops and the lack of separation, it's disturbing and it's embarrassing to be an NFL wide receiver room and being able to play like that.
Thanks, Justin. One thing I wonder, you know, you make the point about Shakir. Shakir's a heck of a player. He's a nice player. I wonder if once defense is out there, like today, the Shakir conversation, I feel like we did this once before. I'm having like a bit of deja vu. I'm not going to go down that tangent because I can't quite connect all the dots, so I'll leave that over there for a minute. I was making like a John Brown point. At one point, here I am going down the tangent. They lost a couple games without John Brown. It was like, hey, can they win without him? And then they did. They won a bunch of games. With Shakir, one thing I wonder about, if he returns tonight and the Jets are still able to hold the Bills down because no one can win on the outside, Like Shakir in the middle, he might improve on the Bills being 9 for 30 passing, but you know, if they're what, 14 for 30, are we happy? That's 16 for 30, what's good? 110 passing yards? 180 passing yards? Shakir is likely not enough to win on the level that a lot of people want to win. Of course, he might be important to keep them afloat. The last 2 weeks, they have not been afloat. And if he returns and it's still a struggle, you know, maybe that amps up the conversation, or that ratchets up how loudly people would yell about the Davante Adams or ideas like that. 803-0550. We'll get a break in 1-888-550-2550 on WGR.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sabres work it up top. Rasmus Dahlin inside on Verhaeghe. Joakim Harju opens up for the shot. Scores!
One of the Firth moments of the game, brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For the moments in life, go forth to Firth. Jeremy White with you. Sneaky Joe, he's not here today. He's going to the game tonight in New York. Bills and Jets on Monday Night Football. We'll take more of your calls. It is Buffalo Bills Football Monday, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Right back at the calls. We'll go to Fred in Elmwood. On Elmwood, in Elmwood. Where are you, Fred? Are you on Elmwood?
Elmwood Village. So
yeah, okay. In the Elmwood Village. Very good.
Right in the heart of Buff.
Very good.
Listen, man, I've been listening all morning. First time caller, big fan. Happy to be on. And I kind of just, you know, I like Sean. I think, obviously, last game, the end was lacking big time. But, you know, he's a William & Mary alum. And one of my buddies went there, and he actually met him at an alum event. And apparently he can just throw him back. So I'm down with Sean. I think tonight what we got to focus on, like, you know, I've been deep online. I've been on the Reddit. And it seems like our boys are beefing up for tonight. And I think we just got to get a bunch of bodies on Rodgers and kind of just put the Jets out of their misery at this point. I feel like there's a big breaking point. We just got to get beefy and get some bodies and just send a sea of grown men down and just hurry.
All right. Oops. Careful there, Fred. Can they get after Rodgers? Yes. I think that's ultimately, I mean, listen, I've declared the Jets season over a couple times already, and I'll be ready to do it tonight if they beat him again. Rodgers has never played well against the Bills. He hasn't played the Bills all that many times. But he had 54 attempts against Minnesota for 244. I'm just not sold on Rodgers. I think he is going to limit them. I think his ability right now is diminished. And we talked to Paul Esden at 8:30 about, like, is this the Rodgers you thought you would be getting, or is it a little less? And he said a little less. Still probably better than Zach Wilson's or Mike White's, but I think they treat him like a game manager, and I don't know how many game managers are going to beat the Bills. I don't think the Jets will be able to do it. Last time the Jets won this game in New York, it was with a overtime punt return touchdown. So unless their defense does nasty things, which it might, I don't think they'll win this game. I don't think am I going to tell you I'm not afraid of Aaron Rodgers? That's what I'm going to say. Watching him in the pocket, watch him take a bunch of big hits, the way the Bills are able to get after the passer relatively consistently. I mean, no Vaughn again tonight, but I think the Bills' defense will be fine. Getting Terrell Bernard back in there is huge. We saw the play that he made last week and the caliber of player that he is. Taron Johnson, talking with Sal earlier, all indications are he said he'd be surprised if he does not play. Taylor Rapp will be back. So, you know, you're missing Matt Milano. And we know this defense has played great without Milano before. I expect them to. So, can they stop the run? This is something I feel like I remember year over year. There are some consistent themes. Oh, can the Bills stop the run? Every season that is a concern, it just never lands for me as a concern. It's not the more important thing is stop the pass. Pass and stop the pass. It's been that way for a while. Stopping the run, Baltimore is a different animal. Houston, how did Houston run the ball against them? I guess Arizona did, but it was mainly Kyler Murray. Bills Cardinals, pull up the box score. Kyler Murray dinged them for a bunch of runs. What did James Conner do in this game? James Conner in the opener went 16 for 50. That is not good running. Kyler, 5 for 57. That's where they got you. Miami in the second game of the season did not ding them. Did Jacksonville, like this, they're weak against the run, their run defense. Like, okay, if you include a couple mobile quarterbacks, and I don't have one of those here, I've got Aaron Rodgers and Breece Hall, who in his last three games has averaged 3 yards per carry. So, not too concerned about it. I know it's a way they can be, but Cam Akers went for 42 yards, 9 for 42. Look at the full Houston Texans lineup to see who did the most damage on the ground. Ogunbowale, 15 for 30. You know, Stroud got him for 9 yards a carry. So far, it's been quarterbacks that have been getting him. And, of course, Derrick Henry on the first play of the game. That was a tough one. 803-0550. Jerry and Kenmore. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, good morning, guys. A couple callers ago, I couldn't agree less. Good teams dictate play. If there's not a threat to go down the field, you can't win in this league running 17 plays for 4 drives a game. You're going to have penalties. You're going to make mistakes. There's going to be a turnover. You're doing what the defense wants you to do. No team wants to ever do what the other team wants. Coaching decisions. I've coached for years. One of the ways you make a coaching decision is you think, what would the other team want me to do? And I'm going to do the reverse of that. I know we don't have the tools to do it, but if you don't throw the ball down the field once in a while and there's no threat of it at all, you can't win in this league.
Oh, I tend to agree. And I spent my Sunday and whatever. I mean, like the wide receiver point, I don't know if the ship has sailed for this year. Of course, there's potential for growth. Like Coleman, the growth that could come from him is important. I'm not ruling that out. Samuel is lost right now. I don't know what to do with that. They said they wanted to get him involved, and he had nothing against Houston. Shakir's absence might have been a big part of that. Kincaid. And I made the point earlier about Kincaid, and is there a vertical element to his game? Allen missed him on a vertical throw last week. He probably could have used a big vertical shot and a touchdown to get people off of his back. Kincaid, and Allen for that matter. Allen hitting deep shots. You know, Diggs dropped the one in the playoff game, but Allen on deep shots, that has gone away from his game. The Bills do not hit teams over the top really ever. Missed one against Arizona to MVS. missed digs a bunch of times last year down the field. Of course, you know, the playoff game drop got more headlines, but there were four or five misses in the regular season on those shots over the top. It's something they probably need to find a way to get back in their game. 803-0550. Thank you for the phone call. 1-888-550-2550. Fun little quirk in the NFL right now. The top four teams in the league in point differential. This will probably change tonight. It really depends what happens tonight. Because the Bills can be in this mix too, as we sit here and talk about like panic mode for them. But, you know, they blow teams out. Net points in the league. Number one. Number one is Minnesota. Net points. Point differential is what we're getting at here. Number two, Detroit. Number three, Chicago. Number four, Green Bay. The top four teams in the NFL in point differential are in the NFC North. All four of them. And here are the Bills at plus 36. They're behind Tampa and Pittsburgh as well. But, you know, the Bills, I don't think the Bills are going to move into the top two. But, you know, 10-point victory could put them back in top three. 803-0550. You can give us a call if you want on, you know, Bills and Jets. Are they in trouble? Is anybody in panic mode? Not yet. I feel like tonight is the tipping point. Tonight becomes panic mode. Ryan in New York City. Hey, Ryan, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Just a couple points here. One, I think tonight is going to be the huge indicator for everything for this team on the offensive side. I mean, everyone loves to blame the wide receivers, but do we truly have the five worst wide receivers in the NFL? You know, when you're watching games this weekend, you see the Chargers. Their leading receiver yesterday was some guy named Simi Fehoko. Ladd McConkey, Kalani Vidal, Palmer, Disley, Johnston, all those guys, and Herbert is throwing for 237. So tonight, we know what they're going to do. They're going to play man coverage. They're going to press. They're going to keep one safety over the top, and they're going to bring pressure, and they're going to challenge these guys to get open. Now, where my questions come is, one, this falls on Brady. Brady looked good weeks one through three because we were playing at an even score where the run was still an option. He struggled when he had to come up with passing plays, when the defense knows that we're passing because we're either playing from behind or we have long third downs. My next question is, if the thought process was everybody eats, let's give Josh Allen, you know, this ragtag crew of wideouts because we have Josh Allen, it doesn't matter. Whose thought was that? Yeah. Was that McDermott? Was that Brady? Was that Bean? Because clearly, if we lose tonight, and we were so, it was so easy to stop this team by just playing man coverage and, you know, pressing, then someone needs to fall for that. Because you can't tell me that, you know, that strategy works, yes, with Patrick Mahomes. I understand people think Allen's the second-best quarterback, but Patrick Mahomes also has the greatest play caller in NFL history in Andy Reid. So it really doesn't matter because Andy Reid is so good. We have a guy who got fired by the Panthers. So if that was the strategy, whether it was McDermott, Bean, I don't know who it was, you can't tell me that. Why are you not drafting three wideouts? Why are you not trading, you know, you draft Keon Coleman, then maybe trade a third and a second next year, move up and get Jalen Polk or Ladd McConkey? Because clearly that matters more than either a Dwayne Carter or a Cole Bishop. And that's a huge miss if Josh Allen truly does need these wideouts and he does need this talent and we can't just kind of, you know, win with Allen and, you know, no one else. And then the other thing is the Kincaid move. I truly don't understand it. You know, we were told Kincaid is this type of Kelsey player. He's super, athletic tight end, and he's way better than Dawson Knox. Well, in the NFL, you have to make smart moves. I understand that, you know, Kincaid fell to you, but show me why that makes any sense. I mean, every game it's 3 for 40, you know, little screen passes to him. Is he a vertical guy? Is he a short guy? You know, I thought he was going to line up in the slot as a receiver. If Kincaid isn't this player that he was, then the whole narrative of, oh, well, we're the Chiefs with Kelsey falls through as well. So then this is a huge hit on I don't know who it is. Is it Pegula? Is it Bean? Is it McDermott? That's what I don't understand, and I'll listen to your thoughts.
But. Thanks, Ryan. Yeah, I don't want to represent that everything is terrible at all. I mean, they've got a lot of talented players. I always come back to the one overarching point, which is you kind of said it. Who decided they should go to 12, and when did they decide that? Who decided two tight ends was better? Did they decide it as soon as Kincaid fell on the draft board? If Zay Flowers were there, would they have not done that and gone for Zay Flowers, who had 9 for 132 in the first half yesterday? What would they have done? I mean, Washington gives up a lot to everybody. But it's just it kind of gets to seat of your pants. What's your offensive identity? What is it? It's Yak now? Okay, now you're a Yak team. You have a guy that can rip it down the field, but you're going to make it a lot of short throws. Okay. I also, it comes down to, everybody eats is going to be a slogan for a while that we'll remember for a while. And maybe they get it on the right track and they keep pumping it. Yesterday, you mentioned all these guys that just go in and succeed. Bub Means. You ever heard of Bub Means? Bub Means, 5 for 45 and a touchdown. That's the guy that went in because Chris Olave got a concussion. 5 for 45 and a touchdown from Spencer Rattler. Everybody ate in New Orleans. They also lost by 24 points. Buccaneers, what did they do? Mike Evans usually gets shut down against the Saints. He did, 2 for 34. Who picked it up? Chris Godwin, 11 for 125 and two touchdowns. Baker Mayfield threw touchdown passes to four different receivers. If they win tonight, everything's fine. 4-2, and we'll see how things go, the season goes. This ongoing conversation about their pass catchers, it's like 2 years of this. And Kincaid, I think everybody thinks, is a good player. You can't think of him like a receiver, because if you did, he's a bust. The numbers aren't there. If you think of him like a tight end, he's a nice tight end. If you think of him like a receiver, if Keon Coleman has four touchdowns by his 21st game, we would say, what happened? Does he already have three? Does he have two? He's two. He's going to pass. He could pass Kincaid in a month. Receivers put up bigger numbers. And if you think of Kincaid like a receiver, the numbers are not good enough. So I'll think about him as a tight end. And then I want to get a little bit more out of that still. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. We'll wrap things up, get more of your calls, chat about it. Bills and Jets tonight. They're going to win. Josh, they're going to win.
I like your optimism. Okay. I feel good about it. I'm not going to predict it either way or the other. I'm not a big predictions guy, but
all right.
I'm on the train with you.
803-0550 to join us on WGR.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
All right, Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show is coming up. You can stay on hold. Get them their call in here as well. Monday Night Football. All right. Well, here we go. Around the league, what else? What else do we see from around the league? Nice to have a London game. I enjoyed the early game. Always happy to have that. And who looks great? Who looks terrible? The Jaguars look like they're going to fire their coach. Probably should. Baltimore looks really good. I watched a lot of Red Zone yesterday, and I would like to make a suggestion for the people at the NFL Network and NFL Red Zone. All right, here's the idea. Ready? The Red Zone channel, just without ever checking in on the Browns. Could we try that? I'm watching Red Zone. I got way too much of the Browns. And you know what? I might want to include the Eagles, too. Every time that game came on, I thought, are you trying to get me to leave the room? The Eagles are total frauds. The Browns are a disaster. They are 0 for the last 26 third downs, the Cleveland Browns are. Their coach is what, being told to play a quarterback that can't play? He's horrible. They got one offensive touchdown, the Browns did. It was on a blocked field goal return for a touchdown. The Eagles are no great shakes on defense, but man, the Browns are a mess. Baker Mayfield and the Bucks, fun. That game was fun for a while. The Texans steamroll. They win over the Patriots. Here's a fun set on the Patriots, though. The Drake May in that game, their passing game came alive. It's another thorn in the side of, your team's not ready to play that quarterback. Okay. Explosive plays. May had, I think he had four, and they might have had five before he went in. So they had explosive plays. Demario Douglas, Keyshawn Boutte, like, hey, look at that. This guy can play quarterback. Surround him with some players. He makes other players better. He ran it a little bit. It was a nice, nice performance from Drake May, considering, you know, just going in for your first start. What else? Final thought. Gave you Cleveland. Arizona, Green Bay. Tennessee, Indianapolis. Pittsburgh.
Sirianni needs to stop chirping at the fans.
I couldn't tell if he was chirping at his own fans. Are we sure there weren't Browns fans behind the bench? They just showed him yelling in the stands. But yeah, if he was yelling at his own fans, that's tough. Atlanta over Carolina, and off we go. Monday Night Football, we're back tomorrow to wrap it up and talk about what happened. Go Bills, right? Get a win, find a way, and let's put this division to bed early in the season. And they already ended the Dolphins season. Let's go ahead and end the Jets season tonight, too. Thanks for coming. Jeremy and Joe, I'm back tomorrow. Joe's going to be at the game. We'll talk to him tomorrow about the experience. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up.
Oh, that's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.